Okay, Boker Tov, today's Daf Lamed in Tanis. Yes, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll make the Siyum and begin Megillah. We left off at the two dots, about 8-9 lines from the top of the page. Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yechol Adam Beis Tefillin. The Mishnah back had said at the beginning of the parak, with one long Mishnah, it said that on Erev Tisha B'Av we don't eat two cooked foods, two different kinds of species. Of course, I'm explaining there that if raw foods that you happen to cook, that's okay. It's only foods that need to be cooked. You can't have two different kinds. And you may not eat, besides that, you shouldn't have any meat or wine, which, of course, we're knowing already from Rosh Chodesh. As we explained yesterday, that we really, the Minigas Fardim is, which is Mashmah the Gemara, that's the correct one, that only, you know, as we're Machmer from Rosh Chodesh, you're Machmer only on Shavuot Shechalbo, and of course only till after Tisha B'Av. Shavuot says, Lo Shalom Mishesh Shosomal. This is what we said in the Mishnah, that you shouldn't eat two different tafshilin, and that you shouldn't have wine or meat, is only after noon, in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. Mishesh Shosomal, Mishesh Shosomalata, but in the morning, you're allowed to eat these kinds of foods. That's only what we call the Suma Afsek, it's the last meal to eat before the fast begins. If you're eating, it's an earlier meal, you're still planning on having another meal, then you can eat whatever you want. The tarvayu lakula, both these issues are lakula. What does that mean? That, you know, the issue is only if you eat it in the afternoon, not in the morning, and only if the afternoon meal is the suda shemafsikba. But let's say if you eat it in the morning, then even if it's a suda shemafsikba, you're not eating another meal, that's okay, because it's in the morning. And in the afternoon, it's only also if it's the last meal in the afternoon. So it's got to be in the afternoon, and only if it's the last meal, only then is it also. So both these ideas are lakula. That's why he has to say both these things. Rebuta says both these items. Why explain both? It's richet yeshmin and basuda mafsik ba. If he tells you that the issue is only suda mafsekas having menafim b'sheisho esol matva, I'm thinking, what happens if I'm having a meal at 10 o'clock in the morning? I'm not planning to eat for that day. That's also a suda mafsekas. I'm thinking it's also that too. Kamash mo, no, it's only also in the afternoon. I might think, even if I'm having several meals, but if it's in the afternoon, I can't have meat anymore. No, only if it's in the afternoon, it's in the last meal. There's a brisa like both of them, but of course, if you've already explained that we go lukula with both items. There's a brisa like each one of them individually. Tiny kalishta basra hasoed erev tishbav. When you eat erev, when you have your meal erev tishbav, imas lisod sercheres. If you're planning on eating another meal, and others, this is you're not yusudam afsekes, then mutulecha basav lishasayin. You could eat as much as you want. The imlav. If you're not planning on another meal, and others, this is your sudam afsekes. Also lechol basav lishasayin. You can't. It doesn't mention anything about the afternoon. It just says sudam afsekes. Tiny kalishta kamba. The first brisa. There's a brisa like the first lashon in Rav Yehuda, meaning that the yisur is dependent on the time, not on whether it's the last meal or not. Erev Tisha B'Av Lo'echolam Tashav Shilo, a person shan't eat two kinds of cooked species. Erev Tisha B'Av Lo'echol Basar Yayin, also he shouldn't have Basar Yayin. Shemim Lo'echolam Yishana, he should change his normal way of eating. We'll discuss that in a minute. We've mentioned in our Mishnah also. Amir Ketzab, Yishana, what should you do? So we didn't yet get to the issue of the timing. First we're discussing the details of what can you eat, what can't you eat. If you can't eat basar yayin, Rishon says you should just make a change. You could have basar yayin, just to change. How should you change? Case Mishnah. If you normally eat two tashion, you should eat one. That's one of the changes. So again, we say you shouldn't have two tashion. In that sense, he's like the Tana Kama, but he says you could eat this in the sense that you could have one tashion, you just can't have two. If you normally eat with 5-10 people, a whole chamula, cut it down. Cut it down to 5. And it just means cut it down to the same thing. If you normally have 5-10 cups of wine, drink 5. Here's what's key to us. Like the first lashon, that the only yisur is only in the afternoon. But in the morning time, then everything is mutter. Tanya idach. Right, so we've got a brice like both the shonis. And again, we said, Rav Yehuda says, we're Michael with both. It's only in the afternoon and only the sudam of sekas. Only then is there an yisur. Tanya idach. Another brice that expands this. Erev Tisha B'Av Lo'echol Adam Shechav Shilom. Person shouldn't eat two kinds of cooked species. Lo'echol Basav Lo'echol Yayin. Divra Meir. Alright, so that's like our Tanakam. Chalom Yishana. Chalom say you should change. It's also like you saw in our mission. Umemayit Basar Uviyayin. You should have less than you normally have. Ketzev Mimayit. Ima Yerag Alechol. That's all one lesson. Yishana. Umemayit Basar Uviyayin. Ketzev Mimayit. Ima Yerag Alechol. Litra Basar. If you normally had, let's say, a pound of meat. Yochol Chatzi Litra. Hayerag Alechol is just log yayin. Yishtachatzi log. Drink less. Chatzi log yayin. If you didn't normally have it all, then also. If you didn't normally eat meat or drink wine with your meal, then, or if you didn't have, let's say, you didn't normally drink wine, you certainly can't drink it today. Let's say you normally had something for kinuach, so you have radishes or some pickled meat, then you're allowed to, because that's not really the meal itself. Any time when the meal is because of Tisha B'Av, meaning it's the Sudam Afsekis of Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't have any meat or drink wine, and you can't wash. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Also, lirchotz. So it's called she'enim shem tisha, but let's say it's not because of tisha b'av. Rashi explains what that means is, let's say it's another fast day. Let's say it's Erev Shavuos or Tammuz or whatever. Or it's not the sunnah of sekas of tisha b'av. And mutar lecha bosa l'shasyan v'asa lirchotz. Rishmolam v'yosei ob m'shav aviv. V'yosei b'shav sasa, his name is Father Kosha, shem mutar lecha, mutar lirchotz. He takes out the word bosa. So whenever you can eat, you can wash, there's no such thing. If you can eat, even during some of the seconds, if you wanted to take a shower before, you're allowed to. Mutar lirchotz. That's how we go. What is noig on Tisha B'Av? Normally what you have during Avelos. So whenever you have an Avelos, you're noig with Tisha B'Av. Besides, and we're going to explain what those are, we're going to enumerate them. First of all, also b'chil v'shtiyah. Of course, that's not also by an Avel. But one thing, the first thing is also you can't eat and drink. That's one thing in Tisha B'Av. And then the other ones are also by veils. For example, sicha, you know, anointing oneself, needles of sandals, shoes, tashra shamita, v'asaluk, you shouldn't learn on Tisha B'Av, because we know that's also, as the pasuk, we have the pasuk, v'sam chalev, it's a tanuk, tiro shem v'sam chalev. Volitions, Mishishim, and Mishnayas, but Talmud, Midrash, Velchus, and Goddess. Avakar, Bekamakam, Shen, Ragul, Likras. The Tanakhama says you can read, you can learn things that you don't normally learn, you haven't learned yet in Torah. Vishonah, Makam, Shen, Ragul, Likras. In other words, if it's something you haven't normally learned yet, you're allowed to, because that's Tsar, because until you figure out that's Tsar. That's the Tanakhama. Because you're allowed to, Bekinos, you're allowed to read the Lamentations, Be'iyot, Bekinos, or Bekinos, Be'iyot, Bekinos, Be'iyot, or Arkinos also, that's, you know, later. With Varm Haroim, Shabim Yo, the bad things that Yomir talks about. The Tinokus of Beis Rabban, the Girsa is Einim Betalim. The Girsa of the Rif is here is Einim, it says, Betinos Rakus, Einim Betalim, Mishim Shenamar, Pekuda, Mishim Shenamar, he takes this out. Takes the Vatish of Rash Ain of Atalim. Now take a look the Bach others bring down the riff or right, it's right at the bottom of the Gemara in the page here. Ain of Atalim though, Divra Meir. He says Ain of Atalim, because for them it's not the same kind of Tani. Ain of Atalim, that's Rameir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he puts it now. Now he skips Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have the pasuk over here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he goes, Af in a card makom. She'ainot ragalikros. If you disagree, says even a part of, let's say, a Gemara or a Chumash that you haven't learned yet, you can't learn that either. You can't learn anything else. You can't learn. You're allowed to read the Lamentations and bad things. They're also about. They don't learn. You know, nobody learns. Right? The remembrances of Hashem are straight, they gladden the heart. So the idea is that nobody really can learn, other than Lamentations and evil decrees, no adults or children should learn any part of the Torah. Pardon? It's summertime. No schools are open anyway. It's camp time.
Had to learn
on Tisha B'Av. That's what the Gemara. That's about it. That would be like we're so. That's the mayor's opinion, really. Rabbi, you go machlokes from mayor review. We go like review. It is considered a simcha, even if it's not. Maybe you think maybe you were on the other side of the equator where they school in the summertime. I learned the lesson also. So we'll get to that also about not working on it. Unfortunately, in the camps, you know, things go wrong many times in the camps, and everybody's up there, and, you know, whatever. Should not eat meat or drink wine. Turn up. He's allowed to eat pickled meat. We'll describe what that is in a minute. But he's also allowed to drink, he's allowed to drink wine from the vat. That means meat that's no longer real meat. You'll see that means after 3 days of pickling, two, 3 days of pickling, it doesn't have the taste of meat anymore. And wine that's fresh, and it hasn't been aged yet, it's right out of the vat, you're allowed to. Basar melech ad kama. Until when is it considered regular basar? This is Russian strange. It's basar melech ad kama, meaning, what does it mean ad kama? It starts being basar melech from 3 days. So it doesn't mean basar melech ad kama. Until when is it real regular meat? Rav Chinna bar Kahana, Mishmur Shmuel, kol zman, Shehu kishlam is the gear. So as long as it's like shlam. Shlam we know is eaten for 2 days and a night, basically. It's for 2 days. So that's and there it's still called basr. Sorry, zevach shlam. It's called the basr. After it's no longer like a shlam, you can't eat a shlam anymore. Once it's the third day, then it's not considered basr anymore. Once it's 3 days old. Don't forget those are these days before refrigeration and etc. like that. So once you start preserving it, I don't know if it hasn't been preserved, it's probably rotten, you know, on the third day. It means if it's once it's preserved, it's no longer regular meat. So once it's not, after, you know, it's meat, after 2 days, having been slaughtered, etc., it's no longer meat. So that you're allowed to eat, that's not really basar anymore. And similar, the wine, when it's fresh, when it's a yayin megito ad kama kol zman shutosis, as long as it's fermenting, foaming up, then it's not considered real wine yet, and therefore you're allowed to. Tana yayin tosis, and it's probably a grape juice, I don't know. It tastes like, it's awful. Oh, before they add the sugar. When they add the sugar, it's grape juice.
We went to Eli's winery.
Yeah.
And if it's not
real, do all wines have sugar in it?
That's what makes it ferment.
So it means all wine. What about dry wines? Those wines that don't have it, that taste sweet.
They pick it out. You don't taste it in the end.
Oh.
It makes it ferment. It turns powerful.
Uh-huh.
But it tastes awful. It smells awful and tastes awful.
I don't like wine anyway. I never got, you know.
The
only kind of wine I like is that Asti stuff, you know, that, and like my son-in-law says, that's really 7-Up. He says, that's not wine, you know, so, right.
The thing is, grape juice is grape juice.
Yeah.
But they may be referring to the wine really when it's like, it's parallel to Basar Maliyah.
Look.
It's not good
anymore. Look what he says over here. Yain Tosas Amy Shemagili. The next line. Tana Yain Tosas Amy Shemagili. Remember, you can't leave wine open. If you left a bottle open, you can't drink a sakana. You're afraid that a snake. Snakes don't even want that. Last line of the page of Rashi. Shein Nachash Haseo Ki Yivrach Mersichasa. He'll run away from the fermenting. Like it's like
a. It's a terrible.
Yeah. I don't know if he's afraid of the fermenting or the smell. Maybe that's what it is. Comment to Sasa Gimel. Huh? Comment to Sasa. How much? How long does it take? How come it's so? Gimel yamim, 3 days. 3 days it takes for men. So it's funny, with meat, you can eat meat after it's 3 days old. With wine, you can drink wine. I'm talking about, of course, an Erev Tisha B'Av until it's 3 days. This was the minig of Ibn Eloy. Erev Tisha B'Av, Mavila Paschal, and bring some old dry bread, the melech with salt, the yoshim, and he would sit, bain tan or the kirayim between the oven and the stove. And the oven is where they bake, the stove is where they cook. As he would sit in the lousy, filthy part, that's presumably the filthy part of the kitchen, va'ocho v'shosa, and he would eat that dry bread, v'shosa l'kitten shomayim, drink some, you know, some plain water with it, no coke, v'domit k'mishim esim mutl l'fanav, and, it, you know, he acted as if, like, he's really in mourning, mesim tanan, tanan, makom sh'nagel osos melacha, we learn brachas in a place where the minig is to do melacha b'tisha b'av, osin, makom sh'nagel shalul osos, ain osin, right, certain place they do work, certain mesim, Tamachokim should never work. That's the Mars attempt at humor. So, a person should make himself like a Tamachokim. Especially here in Eretz Yisrael, where the minig is for many people not to work on Tisha B'Av. I've learned my lesson. It's a smart thing not to work on Tisha B'Av. Tanya Namiyachi, Kadeshi is honest. So he should feel like he's afflicting himself. Like feel the Tisha B'Av. Whoever eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, kilo ochel v'shosa b'yom kippur. It should be ate on Yom Kippur. If you do work, ain't a rosam brachal olam from that work. Rashi points out, and as if you work, it doesn't mean you'll never see a brachal. It means from that work that you do on Tisha B'Av, you will not have a simon brachal. By the way, simon brachal doesn't mean he may not profit. He may profit that day, but there'll be no long-term blessing from that work. First, he does work, and thereby, you know, he's happy in his work, he does his job, and he doesn't mourn for Yerushalayim, and a rabbi Simcha, so he will not live to see the rejoicing of the redemption of Yerushalayim. Shnema, simple Yerushalayim, rejoice Yerushalayim, begilu ba, and be happy with it, call about all those who love it, sisu itam masos, you know, gladly rejoice with it, call him asab maleh, all that mourn for it, mekan amr, call him asab Yerushalayim. Maybe you see that whoever mourns for Shalim, Zoch of Rabbi Simchasa, will merit to see its Simcha. Notice it's called Misabu Shalim. That means to say, even the people who've been Misabu for thousands of years and are no longer with us, but they will be Zoch Lassad Lavo to come back and see the rebirth. V'she'enu Misabu Shalim, whoever's not, ain't a Rabbi Simchasa. Tana Me'achi Kalocha V'shosu V'yayin, Kalocha Batsu V'shosu V'yayin B'tisha B'Av. Whoever eats meat and drinks wine on Tisha B'Av, here he doesn't mean on Tisha B'Av, Rashi points out, he means Erev Tisha B'Av. Obviously, eating it, we said before already, is like eating anything is like eating on your Yom Kippur. He just means to say, if you in your Sudam Afsekas that we've described before, the Sudam Afsekas after in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av, should not have wine or meat with it. Excuse me. So anybody who does that, all of Kaslom Batim Avonosam Al Tzmosim, their sins, their iniquities, Avonosam Bati Avonosam, not Avonosam, Tavti Avonosam Al Tzmosim, their iniquities, their sins shall be on their bones. Said they used to lower the bed. Also, as a sign of mourning, the chum were not moted to him. Also, the chum and Amish were not moted at all. Tanya Amr Lo Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah Yehuda, the Varecha, Ubus Menekas Matan. According to you, everybody's supposed to basically lower their bed and sleep on the floor. What about women who are pregnant or nursing and are not able to? They're in a weakened state and they can't sit on the floor. I'm not talking about people who are able to. If you're able to, you're able to. If you're not, you're not. Tanya Miyachi, Moda Rabbi Yehuda, the chum, Mishaini Yachol. Rabbi Yehuda's motive the chum when somebody's not capable that they don't have to sit on the floor. The chum motive Rabbi Yehuda that somebody who's capable of sitting on the floor should sit on the floor. So if that's the case, my benayah, there's no machlokas. So you keep an eye shar mitzvah. You have to lower other beds in the house. Let's say a person has 10 rooms in his house with 10 beds, and he's only there with him and his wife. Does he have to lower the other beds as well? Rabbi Yehuda wasn't only talking about his own bed. As a sign of mourning, all beds in the house have to be lowered. This is right. Amarava Hilchasik Tanya. That looks like our time that we don't lower the bed. Lahar lachacham kolik lachacham. We're not motivated to rub at all. So basically, what Rav is saying over here is that from the Brisa we see that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum are both motivated. You should lower the bed. The only question is if lower all the beds or only your bed. Your bed, everybody's motivated to. So Rav is saying no. The loch is like a ton of our Mishnah that says you don't lower it at all. But the Chum weren't motivated to him. The Rav Tosus points out Pir Sheinu Tzarchlik for Samita. That's what Rav is point. Well, that lush of lowering the bed is something you'd always read about in Avelos, but we've never seen it. Even Bismam of the Gemara already, they didn't do it because they're worried about Kshapim and Goyim are concerned that you're playing games on them when you lower the bed. It was a sign of witchcraft. So therefore, it was never done in Avelos. It's just not done anymore. Nobody lowers the, whatever that is, lowering the bed or turning the bed over. Yeah, right. The nicest holidays for the Jewish people, there were never such conjunctive as the 15th of Adar and Yom Kippur. Now, it's a bishlam Yom Kippurim. I understand what Yom Kippur was. Why is that a holiday? You know, people don't, you don't eat, we're knowing on it, but it's not a veilus that we're not knowing, right? We don't, we're knowing many similar things like not eating and shoes, and but only not because of a veilus, but rather because of the holiness of the day. So that's why it's a great holiday, because we're happy everybody gets their atonement. Alright, Yom Shnitnu Bo Luchos Achronos is also the day that the second Luchos were brought down. Rashi, in the long Rashi on the left side here, it explains what took place. After Shavuos B'Tammuz, when they broke the Luchos, as we learned the other day, right? So on the 18th day, on the 18th of Tammuz, Moshe went and he ground up the eagle, and he judged the sinners of the eagle Azov, etc. Then he went up to the Morah, and he prayed for 40 days. After he prayed for 40 days and 40 nights, then he got working again on the second set. There was another 40 days. So if you make the cheshbon from Yud Ches B'Tammuz, there's 12 days left in Tammuz, then of 30 days, and another 29 days of Elul. So you've got 30 and 29 is 59, and another 12 days from Tammuz is 71. Then you have the 9 days of Tishrei leading up to Erev and Kippur. So that's how you have 80 days. Comes out then on Yom Kippur, he brought down the second Luchos, and that was the great Simcha. So this is Yom Shnitnu Luchos Achronos. And not only the day that the second Luchos were brought down, but it also indicated atonement. You know, now after the whole mess we went through already, and I prayed for you, and he did it over again, bringing him down was also not just a sign that we got the Torah ready, but it's a sign, okay, now we can forget the past and move on. That's also a sign of happiness. El Tesbav Mamahe. Okay, I understand Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Slicha Mechila, Yom Shnitnu Luchos Achronos, and there's also Slicha Mechila. But Tesbav Mamahe, what's the specific, what happened on Tubav? So very many things that happened on Tubav. I'm going to Rishmuel Yom Shehutu Shvatim of Zazet. It was the time when the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry. My Darsh, because remember at the time of Vlostofel said, what are we supposed to do? Whereas I said, okay, fine. Yeah, but then they said, fine, the girls are going to marry. The five Vlostofel get the share, but then they're going to intermarry with other Shvatim. And then the other Shvatim, they'll take over the Arushas, because the Arushas will go to their sons, whose fathers come from other tribes. So what are they going to do? So they said, no, Vlostofel should only marry within the fold, only marry within their tribe. Fine, so and that's what everybody should do, right? If you have a girl and she gets the Yerusha, marry within the tribe. That means that the tribes can never intermarry. He says, yes, only until then. But at the beginning, that was a rule. But later on, they did intermarry. Yom Shu to the Shvat Moshe, my Dorish, what are the Hashem? Zeh Adav Rashi, Tzivu Hashem. This is the thing Hashem called Moshe. This is the thing Hashem commanded to Moshe. Dover Zeh, Lo Yinok, El Bador Zeh. He says, this thing, this should only be only in this generation, the generation of Moshe, but not afterwards. Alright, so Rav Nachman, another thing, Yom Shu to Shevet Ben Yom, Lava Bakal. It was the day in which the Shevet Ben Yom, after the Maitre Gregor, was allowed to come in, allowed to, again, marry within the, within the Bnei Israel, Shnema, the Ish Israel, every Jew among Israel, Nishma had sworn, the Mitzvah Laymor, Ish Menelit and Libido, Levin Yom, Yom and Lisha. Nobody is going to let their daughter marry into the tribe of Ben Yom. So that was what they had sworn. But then on Tu B'Av, later on, they allowed it. My drasha, what was their drasha? How did they allow it? After all, the shvur was, any one of us, we cannot give our daughters to marry into Binyamin. But our sons are ready. The next generation, they can give their children to marry into Binyamin. So that was the second thing that happened on Tu B'Av. Also a day of Simcha, when again there was unity among the Jews, that they were intermarry, that all the tribes could intermarry. Rabba Bar Chan Rabbi Yochanan, the Gerson side is Rav Dini Bar Yosef, Amr Rav Nachman, and Yom Shekol B'Maisa Midbar. It was the day in which the generation of the Midbar, the 600,000 people who left Mitzrayim and who were doomed to die in the Midbar after the Chaykh Meraglim, there were 600,000 people died, and they died over the 40-year period, right? It was, I should say, started in the second year, approximately 40 years. If you die, it's approximately 15,000 people died. If you do the math, that's approximately 15,000 people died each year. Now, what do they do? D'amar mar, achlo kol ha'meisa midbar, until all the people in the midbar deny, lo yedibur im Moshe. Hashem didn't speak, we'll see, directly with Moshe. Shenemar vayhi kasher tamu kol anshei milchama lamos, once they all died, vayidabar Hashem Eli. Eli yedibur, now he spoke to me directly. Directly, as opposed to before. And Rashi brings down what happened over here was, all 40 years in the Midbar, they knew people were going to die, right? Every year they knew they were going to die. And they were going to die when? On Tisha B'Av. Because again, that was when the Bechiah died. And so I'm going to learn that yesterday. That, right? You cried for nothing, I'm going to make it to every Tisha B'Av, you're going to have tzaras. So every year of Tisha B'Av, Moshe went around, and he had the people in charge, the Gabon went around and said, everybody dig yourselves a grave. That's what he did every year. They dug themselves 600,000 graves. That's just for the parents, the fathers of the household. So there was millions of graves were being dug. Everybody went down into the grave. And the next morning, you know,
whoever got up,
you know, like just like Red Skelton said, you know, he says, there were no candles, get out of bed, you know. You wake up in the morning, look around. If you don't see any candles, get up, you know. So the ones who got up, but every year around 15,000 people died. Okay. Came to the 40th year, right, so they know we're near the end, but they weren't sure. Is it still, you know, they didn't know exact number, who were included or not, and they weren't sure, is everybody dying or not? They weren't sure, is this the end of it, have we done it or not? So the last year, next morning after Tisha B'Av, everybody got up. So they said, well, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe this wasn't the right year. Maybe we made a mistake. Maybe this wasn't the right. Maybe this wasn't Tisha B'Av. Maybe we made a mistake in the month. Who knows? Let's do it another day. Another day. Another day. We weren't sure. When it got to the 15th of Av, and they saw now the full moon on the 15th, they knew, all right, it's not certainly not Tisha B'Av anymore. And Baruch Hashem, that's it. And they were like a simple that all this the decree is over. Everybody who's going to die has died already, and that's it. So that's what it means. Yom Shekol B'Av, they stopped dying. We learned the other day that Yeravim ben Nevat, remember we said that the Goyim put up these sentries on the road, not allow people to be Ola Rego, so the Goyim put them up, right, so you shouldn't come to Beis Mikdash at all, like Yeravim ben Nevat did. Yeravim ben Nevat didn't allow anything, so when Yeravim ben Nevat had put up these sentries on the pass, Shelo Yalu Yisrael Lerego. And what happened over here? Hoshea ben Ola, who was not a very righteous guy himself, Rashi says, top Rashi on the next page says, Shimon also Rosh Hoy, Sebastian Ramchan. Rock with the money, so that's a lesson in Navi. Navi always says, this guy wasn't a good guy, but he wasn't as bad as this guy. You know, he wasn't as bad as this guy. So, that's what he did. Hoshea ben Ola put up he was Mabatal these sentries, and he allowed them to go up all the regal. That's already a big thing. And what did he say? Ba'amar, he said, La'ezah Shir Tziyala, whoever wants to go up may go up. So that was also a simcha. Behind it become a raksha, beat less of our souls, from the lazy shear, whoever wants to go up can go up. So that's also a day of simcha. So that's another reason why Tu B'Av was a day of simcha. And Right, okay, that's the Rashi. Rashi and Tosafot just discusses also a different opinion in Yerushalmi about how many people died each year, but that's approximately the number, the way the numbers work out, that it's approximately 15,000, and that's how we get to the 40 years. We'll stop here in Ritz Hashem tomorrow. We make the same. Also bring a Gemara Megillah with you tomorrow, and we will start in Ritz Hashem Megillah tomorrow. Yeah, even though tomorrow is officially, we start on Friday, but since it's a short daf, we'll be able to start tomorrow. Welcome home.
Thank you.
For Shlema. You were healthy before you went, or you got...
No. I'm not really. I just can't get rid of the cold. It didn't bother me at all there. It got better.
You got my message? About the... I saw you got my message about the... You sent an email to the kids, so I said, yeah. We don't need permits for me, and I have already.
You
don't have to. Right, that's what I'm saying. You don't need, but you don't need to, you know.
Whatever. You don't need to look like that?
No, no. So if you wanted, if you, you know, so I have a million anyway, so it's not a. Sammy, this is for Sharon. You have to show us some money. Like 39 years, whatever. Yeah. Right. So it wasn't exact. It was like 15 and a half thousand, whatever it was. Instead of
coming out of
the
dark age.
Irving, you had asked me about Stanley Davis. You know, he stopped coming. I thought, I think he's something. So last night, his wife came over to me. It was that Neil made a wedding last night.
Yeah.
Came over to me and she said that, you know, he really would like to come, but it's her fault that she doesn't drive him. So, you know, like I wasn't back, it's very hard to offer something, you know, pick up somebody on a regular basis at 5:20 in the morning when you're rushing, you know, and now you're done, you know. I don't have an easy solution, I feel bad, but, you know. I think he must have given up his license or something, maybe he didn't get a fly. I think that's what I've seen.